Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. So how did Raven handle doing the Super Bowl party all by himself?
He did all right, Anna. The rolls were stale. He didn't have the tomato and lettuce cut up for the sandwiches. Yeah, I had to come home and do some stuff. He tried.
Wait, it's funny that you said the rolls were stale, because I wasn't going to bring it up. But, like, we write these journals every week that talk about what we do over the weekend. And you said you went to the grocery store on Friday.
Correct.
And I was thinking to myself, but why would you go on Friday to buy rolls when the Super Bowl's not till Sunday?
I didn't want to go back out on Sunday because I figured it would be chaos at the grocery stores to get in there. And I didn't, exactly imagine that the bakers were up there at 4 a.m. on Super Bowl Sunday making rolls. I didn't think that that's how it worked. Like, Monday through Friday, they make the rolls, and then you come in on Saturday, Sunday, you got the rolls that are here.
No, it's kind of how it works.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
You know what else he did, Anna?
What?
So I was on The Bachelorette, and the bride came home with me because they were coming to the Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
And up pulls her fiance walking in with the cake, the 49ers cake that my husband ordered. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I had to pick this up for Raven. He sent his friend to the store on Super Bowl Sunday to pick up the cake he ordered because he didn't want to do it. The guy's getting married in 2 weeks. Not like he has anything to do.
Let me just jump in here. What is it you thought he was doing that morning? I mean, Steve didn't have like some sort of itinerary of wedding stuff he needed to do 2 weeks before. Normal people just, check their boxes of stuff to do for the wedding and then that's it. It's not every hour, every day. He was sitting at home.
What he had to do.
He was sitting at home. He wanted a job.
I just want to say that you didn't want to go to the grocery store on Sunday because you thought it was going to be too crazy, but you sent your buddy to go pick up the cake on Sunday.
I was cleaning the house.
Oh.
I was getting ready for the guests. I vacuumed the entire house.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, poor Steve. He's getting married in 2 weeks. So? So what?
Isn't that his job to pick up your cake?
I mean, what do you think Steve is doing after work today? I got an answer for you. Nothing. He's getting married now in a week and a half. We're crying for Steve.
Right.
Steve's a grown-up. He could have said no.
It's so funny. You serve stale buns at your thing because you wanted to go to the grocery store 2 days in advance, but you wouldn't go pick up the cake.
Right.
No, it's totally cool, Raven. How else has Raven been behaving as a husband?
You know what? He did really good for Valentine's Day, Anna. So, I mean, he does this crazy stuff that I'm like, who are you? Who would do this? And then he redeems himself. Like, we usually don't do much for Valentine's Day. And I came home to chocolates, and he got me a little mini Polaroid camera.
Oh.
I'm so excited about it.
That's so fun. Yes.
I've been saying I wanted one. And then he tried to have 2 dozen roses delivered to me nice and fresh, but the store dropped the ball, came a day late, and they showed up at like 8 o'clock at night half dead. So
Here's the best part, too. They sent her all the updates of the emails of the shipping of the flowers, too. Unbeknownst to me until the last day or two. But, hey.
At least you tried.
I should have had Steve go pick them up. Would have been fine. They would have been fresher.
Right.
He's not doing anything.
He killed it.
Just at home doing nothing. So it would have been fine.
Oh, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
Oh, God, this is a tough one. I mean, I had a rule. I was not coming home and throwing a Super Bowl party, and then I had to come home and do a bunch of stuff.
You had to tear lettuce and cut tomatoes.
He's getting a C now because all I had to do, you're getting a C.
Take that C and you run.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.